This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the ACC, there's Clemson and then everybody else. Out of 173 ACC championship votes, Clemson got 170 of them. Joining us here on the show to discuss this conference, this upcoming season, is Mark Packer, host of Off Campus on ESPNU Radio on Sirius XM and ACC Central as well, as we look ahead to this year in the ACC, the Atlantic Conference, the Atlantic Coast Conference. Mark, good morning. How are we doing?
Doing great. I know we're supposed to talk college football, but I am a humongous San Francisco Giants fan, and we could keep talking about 1-15 of 18 because nothing says mediocrity than 50-50 after 100.
That's exactly right. Are you believing in the San Francisco Giants, or are you still hesitant to buy in?
I believe it's time to sell. That's what I believe in. It's been an awesome run for my guys. I mean, you win 3 World Series titles this decade, but you got to rebuild at some point in time, and I think there's enough pieces on that team that you could get some prospects, and I think that franchise right now desperately needs dudes. So I would sell, despite as great a July as it's been. If I were the Giants, I would find out, hey, Mad Bum, does he look good in pinstripes? Do you send him to Atlanta? I would certainly dangle that out there.
Okay, so Pablo Sandoval comes to Mark Packer, who is a huge Giants fan, and Pablo says, bro, where do I need to eat in the ACC? What's the best eaten town in the ACC? Where do you tell Panda to go?
You know, the cool thing about the ACC now, the footprint goes all the way from Miami up to Boston. So, it's unlike, for example, the SEC got a bunch of cool small towns. The ACC is a little bit different beast. It's got real markets. We're talking about Atlanta. We're talking about Miami. We're talking about Boston. You know what? I may go Joe Stone Crab down in Miami and just let Panda just go off. Just a killing on some stone crab down there, because you know what? You can overeat and have a food coma and still win 2 or 3 against the Marlins. So I would send Panda to Joe Stone Crab. That's where I'd go, South Beach.
Mark Packer, college football in the ACC, can be heard on SiriusXM ACC Radio weekday morning, 7 until 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Obviously, there's Clemson than everybody else, and we saw and heard the Alabama Crimson Tide consistently be asked questions about Clemson at SEC Media Days. There was a lot of excuses, it sounded like, coming out of Alabama Crimson Tide land. Do you think that the Tigers are in the Tide's heads?
I think Clemson has been living rent-free on the SEC network and in the state of Alabama since 44-16. And to be honest with you, I don't remember another offseason in which a team that lost, much less got destroyed, has griped and moaned and complained. It's like, hey, Alabama, no disrespect, your program is tremendous. It's fantastic. It's still the standard. But the whining and the excuses since 44-16 have almost become laughable within the ACC ranks, especially in the upstate of South Carolina. Where it's like, hey, I don't want to hear that you weren't prepared to play. We were. I don't want to hear about you think this team's tougher than us. Doesn't matter. 44-16 is the final. And quite frankly, for anybody that was at the game, much less watched it, it was shocking in the sense that it wasn't competitive. And, Nick Saban said, I don't want to throw my coaches under the bus. They're all looking for jobs. Well, Nick, that is throwing your coaches under the bus, and you hired them. So he's still the greatest coach of all time. I still think Alabama has got the program in college football, but the excuses since January have almost reached the point of absurdity, and I'm just kind of ready to get going with 2019. What happened in 2018 is old news in its history, and Clemson was not only the best team last year, but arguably maybe one of the greatest of all time based on the numbers.
What'd you think about Will Muschamp being asked at SEC Media Days about being Clemson's little brother in the state?
I thought it was a stupid question, but you know what? When you end up giving credentialed media, and I use that term loosely, to anybody with a pulse, you're bound to get stupid questions. And if you want to have a circus, go through all that ranks, hey, you're bound to get that kind of question. I'll be honest with you. If I were Will Muschamp, I give him a lot of credit in the way he handled it, because it was a ridiculous question. It didn't even deserve a response, but he should have just asked the reporter, hey, I'll tell you what, let's just go in the back, and then you can ask him in my face, and we'll come back in 10 minutes and start this interview again. Will Muschamp doesn't deserve that. To be honest with you, I didn't think the SEC as a whole deserved to have a question like that answered. And, you know, if you want to turn this thing into a Super Bowl media day, which has kind of become a life of its own, where you get, hey, who can be the most outlandish, ridiculous, stupid person, and let's mock that person and put them on the stage, hey, that's fine. But I thought the SEC and Will Muschamp, quite frankly, deserved better.
Mark Packer joins us this morning on the show. So, obviously, Clemson is light years ahead of South Carolina, but you just felt it was disrespectful to phrase it in that way?
I don't think, I mean, what's the point of the question? I mean, you know, right now you could make the case based on 2018. Everybody is a little brother to the guy that just beat the greatest team. I mean, there were really smart people that follow college football that last year during the course of the season were making comments like, hey, the best three teams in college football are Alabama, Alabama, Alabama. They're so good they're taking the life out of the game. I mean, I just watched them get beat by four touchdowns. And that is the real world. That's an opinion. That's not a, hey, here's what I foresee. We saw the game. So I just didn't think there was a point to ask Will Muschamp that question. Right now, Clemson's only better than South Carolina. They're right now better than everybody. So, and what's Will Muschamp supposed to say? Yeah, you're exactly right. My arch rival, yeah, we're their little brother. I mean, there is no answer to that question. I just think it serves zero purpose for Will Muschamp. It serves zero purpose for the SEC. To be honest with you, whoever the guy is that asked the question, I don't know if he's ever been to a press conference. I don't even know who the guy is, but it was just a stupid, stupid question.
I guess one of my questions would be when it comes to the dynamic of a guy like Will Muschamp, but this is not just specifically for that, but when you are in state with an all-time great program like they're dealing with, obviously, with Clemson right now, or at least modern-day greatness, I wonder how much more difficult it is to get traction, you know, because if you're going out to high schools in South Carolina and trying to recruit kids and they're being wooed by Clemson and all the shine of the state's about Clemson, it must make Muschamp's job even harder when you're in that type of shadow in the state, right?
I would think so, yeah, without question. But, you know, let's keep in mind, too, now, I mean, if you want to turn the clock back, it wasn't that long ago that Steve Spurrier was the head coach at South Carolina, and they had beaten Dabo and Clemson 5 years in a row. And, I mean, again, she was on the other foot, and there were Clemson people going, hey, wait a minute now, we're not used to seeing this happen very often. How are we going to change this? The only way to change it is to get better players, and you got to win big games. And that's the beauty of a rivalry. I mean, we can look at a game like Alabama-Tennessee, one of the great traditional rivalries in the South. I mean, you go back and look at the history of the streaks in that series. There was a time Alabama people thought, hey, you know what, I don't know when we're going to beat Tennessee. Peyton Manning, all these guys, they're wearing us out. It's the beauty of a rivalry. I know you were talking about Jim Harbaugh earlier. Hey, when's the last time Michigan beat Ohio State? I mean, the Buckeyes have owned them like nobody's business. And, you know, I know Jim was getting into the moral compass talking about Urban Meyer, the person. But, hey, you know, you might want to keep your mouth shut and go beat those guys before you start breaking down if a guy is a good guy or a bad guy. So it's the beauty of rivalries. It's the beauty of sports. You know, when the upper hand goes to your arch rival, the only way to end that nonsense is to go beat them.
Well, and that Harbaugh story, I think, is interesting because you're right. I mean, Harbaugh has no leg to stand on when it comes to coaching against Urban Meyer, which is why I think he brought up the controversies and the scandal, because that's the only leg up that he has, right? I mean, to me, that feels very calculated from Jim Harbaugh. Yeah, we haven't been able to beat him, but at least we're not dirty. It's kind of what he's doing there.
Well, I thought it was a ridiculous approach. I mean, I get what he was trying to do. It'd be one thing to say, hey, listen, I'm 3-3 against the guy, and I don't particularly care for him. Hey, that's all fine and good. Not everybody gets along with everybody. But when you're 0-4, and all the stuff that Michigan has gone through to grab attention, I think Harbaugh's done a good job at Michigan. I mean, other than the Ohio State series, quite frankly, he's been pretty good. The problem is at Michigan, you judge your success on, hey, it's cool to make trips to Italy and South Africa, and we're talking about playing a game in Mexico City, but here's a trip that Michigan fans would love to take. They would love to be in Indianapolis, Indiana, the first week of December, because that means they're playing for the Big Ten championship game. So, If I were Jim, I think the best thing to do is, hey, stay low, keep moving, and get better, and figure out a way to beat Ohio State before you worry about whether or not Urban Meyer thumbs up or thumbs down.
You can hear Mark Packer, SiriusXM ACC Radio, weekday morning, 7 until 10 Eastern Time, and ESPNU Radio, weekday afternoons, 4 until 7 Eastern Time. Mark, good stuff, man. We'll have to do this again. I appreciate it.
Anytime. Take care, and go Giants.
Right on. San Francisco Giant fan, Mark Packer, joining us this morning on the show.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.